This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, a little bit more on taxes here. We know from a couple of different budget models that have gone over the GOP's tax plan, as Anna Swanson was saying, most recently last night from the Joint Committee on Taxation, that this bill could add as much as 0.8% to economic growth over the next 10 years. But hang on a minute here, because that's economic growth for an economy that is already heating up. And you know who you call when the economy gets too hot, right? The Federal Reserve, that's who you call. It's entirely possible the Fed is going to have to come in and put the brakes on the very growth that the GOP has been promising. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
There's many an economist who would argue that this is a pretty weird time for a tax cut.
It's a particularly bad timing.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics. A tax cut will put money in some people's pockets to spend. It'll be, he says, a stimulus. But doing that now is like pushing on the economic gas when you're already at the speed limit. Look at the unemployment rate. Zandi says it's headed to under 4% next year.
That's about as tight as labor market as I've seen as an economist. I've been doing this for almost 30 years.
If Americans take their tax cuts and start spending more money in the next year or two and threaten to overheat the economy, the Federal Reserve may have to get involved. Don Cohn is a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
It is the Fed's job to keep prices stable.
Meaning the Fed might have to raise interest rates to prevent or control inflation. If that happens, you can kiss some of the promised economic growth from this tax cut goodbye. It'd be like pushing on the gas and the brakes at the same time, says Moody Zandi, who calls the tax cut a wash.
It's going to be costly. It's going to add to the nation's deficits and debt. So, pretty expensive way to go nowhere.
That is, however, assuming this tax cut will create much growth in the first place. Kent Smetters runs the Penn Wharton budget model, which predicted the tax cuts would increase GDP 0.8%.
But keep in mind, the 0.8% increase, that is over 10 years.
If you break that down annually, it's like 0.8% growth each year.
So that's usually just not big enough for the Federal Reserve to get too excited about.
But in that case, it's not a lot of GDP growth for anyone to get too excited about. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.